Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. I do appreciate you tuning in this Saturday, November 12th, 2011. Thank you for joining us, and greetings to all those listening on 1140 AM in Dallas-Fort Worth. We appreciate you tuning in to Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, be sure to visit republicbroadcasting.org. Check out their website. They do a great job at republicbroadcasting.org. They've got links to several of things I was already planning on talking about today there. They do an excellent job of some news aggregation, things you're not going to hear in the lamestream news. If you're tuning into RBN, then you are one. You've got your head out of the sand, at least. We have that going for us. And you actually have the red pill, you know, maybe even swallowed at this point, that you realize that the control grid, the control matrix, the ministry of truth is lying to you every day, every minute. That you hear and watch the lamestream news, you are not getting the truth. You're not getting accurate, nor are you getting balanced, nor are you getting objective information whatsoever. So question everything. And because you're tuning into RBN, you have shown that you have a little bit of common sense. Subsequently, the name of this segment, Common Sense Revisited, which is named after the pamphlet, the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, which can be found at commonsenserevisited.com, commonsenserevisited.com. And this is a 48-page magazine, if you will, full color, stitched and trim, a beautiful piece. It's addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects: of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. Now, I continue to hand this out at various meetings I go to. A lot of people are, I get positive feedback about this publication, or else I wouldn't continue to promote it on RBN. It's an excellent primer with regards to some fundamentals. Many of you are listening to this broadcast. It may seem like old hat to you, but maybe there's some new listeners here, and maybe you want to share this with some of your friends, family, or coworkers, because it is an excellent primer on the differences between indigenous authority, indigenous power, and surrogate power. And that primarily means that the Constitution doesn't give us anything. It doesn't give us our rights. We have these rights when we are born. They are natural. They're unto us. They're unalienable. And subsequently, we've been led to believe through this, the Ministry of Truth, through the lamestream media, through the public disinformation system, that, you know, that the government grants us these things. And no, the government was created because we, who held these indigenous authorities, granted the government the surrogate power to act on our behalf. It's when they abuse that surrogate power that we have the problems that we face in our respective states and in America. So I encourage you to check out Common Sense Revisited. CommonSenseRevisited.com is where you can find that. And we're going to have Phil Pozderek join us right after the first break here. And I'm excited to have Phil on the show for the first time. I've listened to Phil for over a year now. And for those of you who are listening to my show and haven't tuned into Phil yet, I encourage you to check him out on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central. It's actually Phil in the background there. He's still held over here from this segment. But those of you who listen to Common Sense Revisited, I do check out Phil's show. It's Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Looks like we have our first break on the horizon here. I think we're going to have to go to our first commercial break. And, yeah, I hear the music here. But be sure to support the advertisers you hear on Republic Broadcasting. They are part of the reason why we're able to even have this conversation today. So listen up, folks, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Sense revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate you staying tuned, and I'm pleased to have as our guest today is Phil Pozderek. Phil has his show on RBN every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock Central. It's called Positively Unconstitutional. And I encourage you to tune in to Phil as well. I've learned a lot from listening to Phil's show over the last couple years. Phil started broadcasting on RBN shortly before I did. Fall of 2009, I believe. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent.
Right about 2 years ago.
Yeah. And Phil's been, you know, like water on a rock, as far as I'm concerned, consistent in your views and persistent in them, Phil. And I'm really appreciative that you stayed over. And one of the things that caught my attention in your last segment was the discussion of broad class out in, is it North Carolina, I believe?
Right.
And I printed off the documents that your caller was talking about. I haven't had a chance to digest them. And for my listeners that did listen to your last show, what you shared with your listeners was that, you know, his model of fighting the tyranny, if you will, and asserting one's individual rights is through the criminal corporate system of injustice, the courts. And that essentially it's a lot of time, energy, and dealing with attorneys, the Bar Association and judges, versus expatriating and stepping out of this national citizenship. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And what this phrase that you said that really caught my attention was that, you know, why go to all that trouble in months, maybe years, in legal battles just to be recognized versus just making your own declaration by expatriating and being, and the word you used was instantly recognized.
Well,
and that
again,
really caught my attention. What do you mean by instantly recognized?
Well, I mean, that's the definition in the second edition of American Jurisprudence of expatriation. It even says in the Expatriation Act itself that the right of expatriation is hereby declared inconsistent with the fundamental principles of this government. It says that any declaration, instruction, opinion, order, or decision of any officer of this government which denies, restricts, impairs, or questions the right of expatriation is hereby declared inconsistent with the fundamental principles of this government. That means whoever wants to is always guaranteed that no government official can impair, restrict, deny, or even question his right to expatriate from the United States. So that means every time that you do it, it works every single time. It's guaranteed by public law. And that public law is 15 United States Statutes at Large, Chapter 249, pages 223 and 224 from 1868. They had to do this because they couldn't lawfully get rid of the republics.
Phil, this is very helpful. And can you read that again slowly? I'm going to write this down. I'm going to post it at my blog for this podcast. 15 United States Statutes at Large.
Right. Chapter 249.
Chapter 249.
Pages 223 and 224.
Okay.
And that's on page 22 of the Red Amendment, page 22 of 187, the Expatriation Act. I'm reading directly from the Red Amendment. And what I was reading before is Section 1. And in Section 1, it says that it's inconsistent with the fundamental principles of our government to restrict or impair or question the right of expatriation.
Okay.
And it also says in the preamble, of the, and it's called Rights of Americans in Foreign States, an act concerning the rights of Americans in foreign states, and it says that all American citizens and their descendants are subjects of foreign states. I mean, can it be more clear? You're born in a foreign country. What's unclear about that? It says right there, 15 statutes at large, all American citizens and their descendants are subjects of foreign states.
So when you say an American citizen, that's the national citizenship, right, of the United States, the big U.
Again, before the Civil War, every person was a citizen of a republic, of a state, of a separate country, and all the countries were in competition for citizens. Mm-hmm. And everybody was considered a citizen of the United States by virtue of their state nationality. So if you read about the Civil War, or if you read about things that happened before the Civil War, like, let's take the Alamo. Who fought at the Alamo? Well, the Kentuckians sent 100 guys or so, 100 citizens, and the Tennesseans sent 120 guys or so, and 100 or so Texicans fought there, because there was no Republic of Texas yet. But they were all U.S. citizens by virtue of being a Tennessean, a Kentuckian, and a Texican. Mm-hmm. But none of them were citizens of the United States first, and citizens of the state within which they reside, which is what the 14th Amendment does. It flips the citizenship. And, of course, how can you be a resident? If you look up the word resident, you'll notice that a resident doesn't have the same rights as a citizen. So how can I be a resident and a citizen of the state at the same time when the two are different statuses?
So you're saying
there are different rights and privileges involved in being a resident and a citizen.
So the 14th Amendment flipped that hierarchy of which citizenship is predominant, if you will.
That's correct. But that created a whole new system of jurisprudence. That created a new system of law known as Roman civil law. See, as a citizen state national, you're subject to the common law. You're protected by the constitution of your state. You're once removed from the federal government. Remember, the states set up the federal government through contract, through constitution. And so, you're once removed. You're not a taxpayer of the United States if you're a citizen of a different country.
Yeah, it's all backwards right now. I mean, it's been baked out of our DNA that we're an Iowan first or a Texan first. You know, we're brainwashed with the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, since first grade. I mean, it goes on and on. I want to get back to this Expatriation Act, though. This the statutes that you're reading from, 15 United States, was this created right before the 14th Amendment? Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yeah. They had to do it because they couldn't lawfully get rid of the republics. And so what they did was, this is effectively the reason that they weren't all incarcerated for genocide. Think about it. Genocide, by definition, is when you kill off a political body of people. Well, all the state's citizens are a political body. There's 50 different political bodies. When the United States set up their system of automatic naturalization through Socialist Security, what that did was, well, that killed all the state nationals. Over a generation, there's no more state nationals now. Everyone's a U.S. citizen because when you're born, somebody else signs you up and they never tell you you have a choice. And so you don't have a choice. So how can it be a government of consent if there's no choice?
Certainly created a top-down hierarchy that is a source of all the problems. So, but this what you're reading, though, is critical, that there's a pathway, a slash remedy, whatever term people want to use, to get out of that citizenship, that top-down, you know, national citizenship, you know, being a subject of the District of Criminals, essentially, D.C. And what I'm concerned with is, while it may exist on paper and that it may be guaranteed in writing, that in practice, I would be the devil's advocate to you that it is not recognized.
Oh, that's absolutely wrong. Section 1 says, be it enacted by the Senate of and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that any declaration, instruction, opinion, order, or decision of any officers of this government which denies, restricts, impairs, or questions the right of expatriation is hereby declared inconsistent with the fundamental principles of this government. That's public law. Now, show me anywhere. Now, every public law has an enacting clause just like that. It says, therefore, be it enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. Show me anywhere in law that the 14th Amendment has been enacted by the Senate and the Congress. It has not.
Well, we're talking about two different things there.
No, we're talking about the same thing. This is the cure for the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
The 14th Amendment makes you a subject of the United States. This is the cure. You have the right to expatriate back into the republic of your birth or any of the republics. You can pick whichever one you want. It's guaranteed in our law. This is public law. It cannot be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely immediate. Once you file your paperwork on the date that you do it, you are no longer a part of that political body known as the United States. Because remember, the United States is not a nation. It is not a country. Why is it not a nation? Why is it not a country? Because under international law, you have to have de jure money, de jure military, and de jure law in order to have a nation. And we have a de facto country. We have fiat currency. And we have de facto laws in this country.
Oh, yeah.
We have statutes and codes that aren't in accordance with our Constitution. And so we don't have a country, we have a political body.
We have a corporatocracy.
What that means is we have public policy. What that means is everyone has, you know, made it public policy to be a criminal, to be a communist, but they've all been brainwashed to believe they live in a democratic republic.
Right. Oh, yeah. Free. We're free and so forth. And, you know, sing the national anthem, you know, and rah-rah, system
bop. It's the invisible jail where you can't own anything. But you have the illusion of ownership.
Well, what I want to get to, though, is that I understand, and I'm reading the same document you are, and I concur that there's in print, in public law, what you asserted does exist. Where I'm going with this, and I'm trying to be not trying to be coy, I'm trying to use a real-world example. Somebody expatriates, all right, and this is my hypothetical, all right? I'm not 100%. I've only met one person face-to-face that's gone through LB's process who lives here in Iowa, and there seems like you have to do workarounds here to deal with the system. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, anybody's fault or anything. What I'm getting at is you expatriate and you feel like you should be instantly recognized as not having to comply because you're not giving consent to this national citizenship. So subsequently, you decide that you don't want to get for instance, a driver's license.
Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here on Common Sense Revisited, we're revisiting some common sense with Philip Pozderek of Positively Unconstitutional. You can listen to his segment on Republic Broadcasting every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central. I encourage you to go to republicbroadcasting.org and subscribe to the archives if you want to get caught up on Phil's show. Phil, we were talking about that the Expatriation Act was enacted shortly before the Reconstruction Acts of the Civil War, and it was almost required because the powers that be couldn't get rid of the free republics, the states.
Right, and so all the republics of the states still exist, but they're inhabited by very few people, mm-hmm. and the fact that by very few citizens or very few state nationals. And what's happened effectively is that because of this flip in nationality, what's happened is that, the United States is a socialist political body. We're socialists. Mm-hmm. We're communists. Okay, our system is one of communism. That is, everyone donates their entire estate to the government. And you can't have any ownership because communism says all ownership is in the state. And so basically, a trust is set up, and we become the beneficial owners of our estate. That means we have the use of it, but we can never really own it. And this is communism. And, of course, this is in direct conflict with our original constitutional system, and it's totally unconstitutional. The 14th Amendment sets forward, you know, a new constitutional system that's unconstitutional, that's never been ratified. And so what it amounts to is it's a private international contract that we've been kind of tricked into entering into. We weren't told that we had a choice to, quote unquote, do it right. And so now, if you try to do it right, the problems you're going to have are that nobody knows the law. Nobody, you know, the police officers don't know there's two systems of law. The police officers don't know that some people, you know, are state nationals and, you know, they're not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. They're not subject to these bills of attainder. Why? Because the bills of attainder are void ab initio because they're unconstitutional. They're bills of attainder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole debt money is a, you know, we're not exchange. We don't own anything. It's so accurate. I was listening to one of Stat Miller's shows. He had Ronald McDonald on recently, and they explained it, you know, really well. It made me want to go back and just clip that soundbite about the fact that we're trading these Federal Reserve notes, and we think we own something. We don't own title to anything because we didn't pay for it with anything of value. These are just debt instruments.
What's worse than that is the criminals in the government in Washington, D.C., have taken all the property, all the land, all the houses, all the businesses, all the people, all the work, all your automobiles, all your trucks, and pledged them as collateral to the Federal Reserve loan. And all the Federal Reserve loan has done is make a stroke of the pen by their monopoly powers given to them by the government, who absolutely refuses to set the units of weights and measures so that we can have fair trade.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. They refuse to set the units of weights and measures. Therefore, there's no money. Therefore, no one can pay his debts. Therefore, he can only discharge his debt with a promise to pay. And since you're only discharging your debt with a promise to pay, there's a lien on it. It's that simple. And since all of the Federal Reserve's operations are under maritime law, because technically the Federal Reserve Bank is a maritime insurance company, it's a foreign corporation, it's foreign to the United States, it's foreign to all 50 states, and any time that you accept their currency, what you're effectively doing is you're importing an international commodity, which is subject to tariff because the government can regulate commerce.
It's a twisted deal, Phil, for the layperson out there trying to grasp it all and look for something.
What they have to look at is the word free enterprise. What does free enterprise mean? That means you do something for me, you give me a good or a service, I give you something of value, a good, a service, a piece of gold, a piece of silver, a piece of copper, whatever it is that we agree on, end the transaction.
So
there's no tax, there's no government involved. The minute you take out a Federal Reserve note, there's no free enterprise because there's a tax on that currency, there's a tax on the income of that currency to whoever gets it, and there's a lien on whatever's sold because the person who gets the currency has never been paid.
Well, and so when individuals assert their individual right to exercise free enterprise, like Bernard von Nothaus did with his Liberty Dollars, you know, they put
you in
jail.
He gave up his right to have free enterprise when he joined the socialist system. He's under the jurisdiction of the United States. If he was a state national, I'd say something else.
Okay,
but he wasn't.
Let's explore that. You feel that if he had expatriated prior to his enterprise, that he, you know, endeavored the Liberty Dollar, that they would have left him alone?
Oh, yes. He's under the strict and literal interpretation of the Constitution, and you cannot steal the fruits of a man's labor, and he is not in business. He is not in a trade or business with the United States. He's dealing strictly with other men and women.
We're gonna explore that right after this break. Can you stay with us, Phil?
Sure.
Excellent. Yeah, we're at the bottom half of the hour, folks. You're listening to Common Sense Revisited. We'll see you on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment, like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Listening to Common Sense Revisited. I'm here visiting with Phil Pozderek. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. And Phil, expatriating is just one. I know you got to get going soon. I appreciate you hanging with us. And we do have a caller on the line. And caller, if you can hold with us, we'll take your call after Phil's finished here. Most curious about is once you've expatriated, you know, life. What did you say during the break? Christ said it ain't easy.
Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and you know it isn't easy. And that's the point that I've tried to make over and over again. It's not easy to do it right when everybody else has been brainwashed, indoctrinated in doing it wrong. And when I say doing it wrong, again, you can just go look right at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and that's our new system of government. It's communism. You know, a central bank, a public school system, you know, unions to bankrupt all the cities. You know, the federal government has union. You know, they have their own set of laws. You know, and what you end up with is no middle class. You end up with a system of government and peasants, you know. Either you're connected to the big banks and the government and the corporations that, you know, grow up around them, as Jefferson noted, or you're a peasant.
Well, and, I've told the story where I talked to the news director for Iowa Public Radio when I called to speak to the ombudsman for a so-called public radio station, and he called me back, and he said, you know, pretty matter-of-factly, well, we are governed as a socialist democracy, Todd. This is coming from the news director of a statewide public radio system. All right, so it's there's no doubt we're living in we're living in a democracy, which most people think is a good thing because they've been brainwashed. They don't understand that that is two wolves and a sheep arguing over what's for dinner.
I always love that quote. That's a it's so apropos. You know, my last caller on my show, he called it a gang rape. You know, that's democracy. You know,
it's incredible.
Ten guys want to screw the same girl. You know.
Let's go back to Bernard von Nothaus, though, because in a nutshell, he was issuing rounds, you know, that were, you know, coins of silver and gold, and he had buyers that bought them from him, and they retained them, and,
He did several things that you can't do. One is he put the word dollar on his coins.
Okay.
And, you know, that makes you a counterfeiter. If the unit of measure is the dollar. And, of course, the dollar is defined in law as, you know, 372, you know, grains of silver, 90% pure. And so if you look back to the 1920s when we had the Liberty dollars, those were a dollar. They were 372 grains of silver. And, of course, today, if you want to go buy one of those, they're about 40 bucks a piece. So that just tells you what's happened to the value of your dollar since the 1920s. It costs, you know, 40 bucks to buy today what you could buy for your dollar in 1925.
But, you know, I'm going to look that up. I've heard the criticism that he put dollar in there, and that was part of his downfall, and I'm sure there's a defense to that. I just don't know what it is, and I will look into that. But what I'm getting at is it was Peter Schiff had a piece about this that I actually played on my show several months ago, and it was really fascinating. He was talking about who are the real counterfeiters. And you know this. I know you know this, and a lot of our listeners know this. But, you know, if you look at a quarter, you take a quarter out of your pocket, you look at it, it has those vertical ridges on the edge all the way around the rim there. And that's because they were originally put on real silver quarters because people were cutting them out. They were there was a term for that, but they were trimming them. And then they were trading them as quarters. But they had taken, they'd shimmed a little piece off to, you know, to cheat people and build them up.
I used that in my show earlier today. I called them the modern day coin clippers.
Yes, you did say that.
Yep. This has been happening since Roman times. You know, they would take a knife, and see, you would actually use it to pay for small items. This is one way that you could, you know, they would take a small piece of a gold coin and cut a piece off of it, and then they would pay for something with that. Of course, you have to understand, back in pirate times, I happened to be in Panama City when the salvage hunter, what's his name, Fisher, he happened to be down there at the same time meeting with the same people that I was meeting with, and I got to talking to him, and he had a chain of gold rings around his neck that he had found on a pirate ship that he'd recovered, and he told me that each ring of the chain, you could just unlink the ring and use it for payment, and that each link of the chain, you could buy a man.
Oh, goodness.
And the chain had, you know, hundreds of links in it. So the person who wore that chain around his neck would have been a very rich man in those days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know why people are so, you know, abhorred by the thought of buying people. It happens still all the time today. People are for sale. You're a slave. I'm a slave. Of course, they, you know, they give us the illusion of freedom.
Well, back to Bernard, though. What Peter Schiff was asserting was that our government continues to counterfeit already because you're not even trading silver and gold, which we know. And moreover, what he said was, if your son goes down to the local, you know, Quick Trip or 7-Eleven and buys a soda and a candy bar and hands them Monopoly money from the, you know, the Milton Brothers, whatever it's called, the toy, the game, Monopoly, and they accept it in receipt of that, you know, to exchange for that good, is it, whose fault is it? I mean, are they going to go arrest the people who created the game Monopoly? That's what essentially that Peter was arguing. I thought it was a pretty interesting argument.
Well, again, Most money today is not even a piece of paper. It's not even a bill. I mean, it's an electronic number in a computer somewhere, and literally Ben Bernanke can sit down at a terminal, open a numbered account, put a number in it, and that's money. He can, you know, wire transfer that wherever he wants to. And so, I mean, just think about 100 years from now, people are going to look back at this point in time, and they're going to go, why would anybody sign up for that kind of citizenship when it takes all your rights away and makes you a slave, and it takes all your money away and gives you a contract to pay all the bills that these elected officials can spend the money on to buy themselves votes to get reelected? Yeah. How stupid are people?
Gifting themselves.
And this guy Knothaus goes out there. He has to understand he's a U.S. citizen. He's under their jurisdiction. They have laws against counterfeiting. And as Ron Paul points out, he's got a sign on his desk, you know, don't steal. The government doesn't like competition.
Yeah.
And so here's a guy who doesn't take the time to, you know, to check out the law. He just goes out and he starts trading.
Fair enough.
Nobody, which should be no problem, but I'm sure that he's not claiming the values of these coins, and he's not paying tax on it. And, you know, he's like Al Capone now. You know, under their system, he is a tax cheat.
So are you asserting that if he had become a state national and gone through the process that LB promotes in the Red Amendment and at packinlaw.org, that he would have potentially been left alone by the feds?
He would at least have a lawful place to stand, and he would have standing that he's not under the jurisdiction of the court. How could they bring him to court? He's not under their jurisdiction.
Okay.
He's only under the jurisdiction, and he's protected by the Constitution of whatever state that he was a member of, I think Hawaii. And, of course, Hawaii, I don't know the laws out there. They're probably different because they used to be a monarchy before they came into the Union. So I don't know exactly, you know, what his rights would have been there. But if he was, you know, a state national of the Republic of Texas, how would they bring him to court? He's not under their jurisdiction.
By force, essentially, and that's the challenge.
And you know, we've taken over the whole world. We got more atomic bombs and more, you know, supersonic transport bombers than, you know, anybody, more ballistic missiles than anybody. We spend $1 trillion a year. We spend more money than the rest of the world combined on the military.
So let me be totally frank then, Phil. If listeners explore and they pursue and they achieve expatriation, what's the benefit? Not philosophically, not, you know, on paper, real world practice, you know, what is the benefit?
The benefit is they're non-taxpayers.
Okay.
The benefit is they don't have to pay the license and registration fees and taxes. They're going to have to defend themselves in court one time. But they should easily win in court because of their standing and the fact that it's a crime for the police officer to declare an emergency when none exists. There's a guy in California that actually sued Reagan when he was governor of California. But not only did he sue Reagan, he sued Reagan's wife. Why? She's an accessory after the fact. She drove him home from work.
Sued him
for
what?
He's sworn to uphold the laws. Mm-hmm. And the laws say no bills of attainder. They can't pull you over on the side of the road and take away your liberty and put you in the jail when you have status.
Was he successful?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He said that Ronald Reagan sent two Secret Service officers to his house on a Sunday morning and told him that if he would drop the case against his wife, I can't think of Reagan's wife's first name right off the top of my head, Nancy Reagan. If he would drop the case against Nancy Reagan, that he could drive his automobiles anywhere in California and he would be unmolested.
Well, I'd like to look this up. That's very fascinating.
His name is Sprinkle.
Frinkle?
Sprinkle.
Sprinkle. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And, again, he sued the police officer because, again, the police officer broke the law. He declared an emergency where none existed by turning his flashing lights on. He sued the police officer's wife. He sued the prosecuting attorney and the prosecuting attorney's wife. And
so
the prosecutor came up to him after court and asked him could he lift the suit against his wife. He wasn't getting any.
Well, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword or a catch-22, if you will, that those who expatriate and have their newly found or newly inhabited status of state national are going to have to go through the gauntlet of the corporate court system to be recognized.
It should only take one time. You should be able to go to court, but of course, if you understand administrative process, you never go to court. Why? Mm. Because once they charge you, you know, one time, then you write a brief, and you send the brief in, and they have to answer everything in the brief. And they can't answer it. Why? Because it's illegal. Why? Because the Supreme Court says so. Why?
What's
because
illegal?
Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago, Illinois, the Supreme Court says that it's every American's God-given right to travel on the highway unencumbered, but only the state citizens. It says right in the thing, state citizens have a God-given right to travel unencumbered on the road.
So which case was that again?
Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago, Illinois. Murdoch versus State of Pennsylvania. State of Pennsylvania says you cannot take a person's unalienable right, convert it into a privilege, and charge a license for the privilege.
And that's if you're a state national, not if you've signed up for the United States.
If you signed up
citizens.
For the socialism, then you have to follow their rules. It's that simple.
Right.
I mean,
right.
How much simpler can it get?
So
if you signed up, you got... The problem is that all the other monkeys in the cage are enforcing the system.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to do it at once. The system will just collapse. But everybody is so brainwashed into what? This is the richest country in the world, where they're, you know, got the highest standard of living in the world. But there's no money. It's a commune. How the hell can we have the highest standard of living in the world? We owe $15 trillion.
It is laughable on its face that that's how it's presented. It's just laughable. I'm encouraging listeners. You know, I'm not an expert on this, and I haven't, you know, had the time or made it a priority to explore this expatriation. And
I'm not pulling any punches. It ain't going to be easy. It's not easy because nobody out there knows how to handle their freedom anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, they think that, oh, since there's no speeding limit for me, I'll just go out and drive 120 mile an hour on the road anytime I want to. Well, I mean, that's not being, you know, that's not being self-governing.
That's not
living according to the common law.
Yep, that's exactly right, Phil. That's a great point. That's not revisiting common sense, that's for sure.
It doesn't give you license to be an idiot. It gives you license to take care of yourself. See, the problem with the system now is they steal all your money. You couldn't possibly save enough to retire on because... It's illegal to save. Why is it illegal to save? Well, they devalue the currency 10% a year, and if you put it in the bank, they pay you 1% a year. So why don't you go and just lock in long-term a 10% reduction in your purchasing power every single year, year after year, while you hold your money in the bank account? I mean, it's absolute nonsense. No one would ever agree to that. They've outlawed savings in the United States, for Christ's sake. But it doesn't matter because they don't need savings to loan money anymore.
Yeah. it's fairly twisted. And
really is. And that's the thing that, you know, that I told you earlier is when you go to court, they're not ruling on what you think they're ruling on. People go in there and try to stand on their constitutional right. Again, they don't have any standing. They don't have any constitutional rights.
Let me put a pause on that for 1 second. The word constitutional right is one of my pet peeves, and I want to circle back to that in 1 second. Can you spell the name of the person who sued Reagan?
Yes, yeah, Sprinkle, Sprinkle.
I'm hearing some folks in the background say that they're looking it up and they're not finding anything, so just want to make sure that they were spelling it right, and we'll research that and get it up on the blog posting for this.
Let me see if I can find something on it.
While you're looking for that, my concern about the word constitutional right is essentially it's constitutionally protected rights is the way we should be wording it, in my opinion. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, because...
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Do you hear what I'm saying, Phil? Constitutionally protected rights.
Constitutionally protected rights. Does the Constitution protect any U.S. citizen? No, he's not a party to it.
Right. No, no. In terms of using the term constitutional right, I think it's an oxymoron. Your rights exist. The Constitution protects those rights. They're not rights because there's a Constitution. It's the Constitution.
You don't have any rights. You have privileges and immunities.
I'm talking about if you're a state national, okay?
Ah, state national. That's a whole different thing. Yes, the state constitution should protect your rights, your individual rights.
Hear the music, folks, and we're going to be right back after this break. And I appreciate you staying with us. Phil, thanks a lot. And listen to Phil next week, 10 a.m., Republic Broadcasting next Saturday. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Staying with us and for listening to Common Sense Revisited today on Saturday, November 12th, 2011. And I appreciate Phil sharing his perspective with us and his information. I will have at thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog.com, just like it sounds, thirdrailblog, thirdrailblog.com. I will have later this afternoon links to what we discussed today on the show. Some of the things that Phil mentioned, some of the citations he made. If you're more interested in learning more about the expatriation process, you can go to pacinlaw.org. That's P-A-C, inlaw.org. You can check it out there. And it's a topic that's worth exploring. There's been a lot of documentation about it, and some of these things are very compelling and I think worth evaluating. And we still have the vast majority of those of us who live in this socialist democracy that we're living in, unfortunately, are dealing with these de facto elections. We're dealing with our corporatocracy. We're dealing with the system of injustice in your county where you live. And last week we had some folks on that were the raw milk freedom riders, and we were talking about, you know, personal individual sovereignty to put what you want in your own body, that is unpasteurized milk and the tyranny that's coming down on that. There's been development recently in Nevada where a CSA, Quail Hollow Farms. I encourage you to search engine Quail Hollow Farms. Go to naturalnews.com. There's a piece there with a link to a bunch of videos and so forth where these people had a farm-to-fork dinner, and the local health official came in and squashed it because she claimed she had the authority to, and nobody asked her if she had a warrant. Nobody asked her if she had, you know, anything to do with why she was there, and they destroyed all the food. I think this is going to be one of the bigger frontiers of challenges we're going to face with asserting our indigenous power is our ability to eat and consume what we want without the government's permission. And to that end, I think it is really important to get to know your county sheriff. Granted, he or she is elected in this corporatocracy, but he or she does have the guns. He or she does have the will and consent of the people as an elected official, albeit in a de facto corporatocracy. And if you don't get to know your sheriff, you're going to have problems if you want to assert these natural rights to be self-sustaining. And to that end, I encourage you to check out a website, countysheriffproject.org. That's County Sheriff. Sheriff is spelled with one R, two Fs, countysheriffproject.org. And there you will find an appeal from Sheriff Richard Mack. Richard Mack is the former sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, who beat the Brady Bill in the Supreme Court in 1997. And I will read a portion of that assenting opinion. It says the federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. So as the you assert your individual rights to, you know, drink raw milk, to grow your own food, to have organic meats that aren't approved by the USDA, to stand up to the EPA, stand up to the Bureau of Land Management, to fight Agenda 21, you need to have your sheriffs understand what has gone before and that they are the ultimate law enforcement authority in your county. And at countysheriffproject.org, you can learn more about that, and hopefully you can make a donation to help Sheriff Mack host a convention of constitutional sheriffs coming up in January in Las Vegas next year. Check it out, folks. I really ask for a financial support on this show, and I encourage you to at least take a look at that and vet that as something you could support. Top of the hour. Stay tuned for Michael McKay and Radio Free Market. Take care. Worst.